Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just exploring your voice AI service to see what you offer. Could you tell me a bit about your platform and how it might help businesses with their customer interactions?
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about our voice AI platform. But hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How about you? And while we're at it, would you like to hear how our platform can make customer interactions smoother and more engaging?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha.ai. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary from Dasha.ai. Haha, well, I'm actually part of the Dasha.ai team myself, so your name rings a bell for sure. Vector Solutions sounds familiar too. They're one of the companies using our platform to automate their voice interactions. What kind of solutions are you interested in? Maybe I can help explain how we fit in.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm here and ready. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching prospects in a natural, engaging way without sounding robotic or pushy. It's tricky to balance automation with that human touch. How does your AI handle conversations to keep them feeling real and effective?
Tell me more about keeping that human touch without sounding robotic or pushy.
Great question. Our AI uses advanced natural language understanding and generation to mimic real human conversation patterns, like using natural pauses, varied intonation, and even a bit of humor when appropriate. It listens carefully, adapts responses on the fly, and avoids scripted, repetitive phrases. So instead of sounding like a robot, it feels like chatting with a helpful, friendly person. Pretty neat, right? Would you like me to share how easy it is to integrate this into your existing systems?
Now I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now, and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining the future, fun. So 12 months from now, using your service, I'd picture a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle. Conversations would feel natural and engaging, boosting customer interest and trust. Your AI would handle routine calls, freeing up human agents for complex tasks, and overall revenue would see a nice lift. Plus, the team would be thrilled with how smoothly everything runs. Sounds like a win-win. What's the next step if I want to explore this further?
What do you mean by freeing up human agents for complex tasks? Why is that important to you?
Good point. What I mean is that your AI can take care of repetitive, time-consuming calls, like initial lead qualification, so human agents aren't stuck doing the same thing over and over. That's important because it lets your team focus on more complex, high-value tasks that need real human judgment and creativity, like closing deals or handling tricky customer issues. It boosts efficiency and job satisfaction. Does that align with what you're aiming for?
Tell me more about boosting efficiency and job satisfaction.
Sure thing. When AI handles routine calls, human agents aren't overwhelmed with repetitive tasks. They can focus on meaningful work that uses their skills and creativity. This not only speeds up processes, making the whole operation more efficient, but also keeps the team motivated and engaged. Happier agents tend to perform better, which means better customer experiences and ultimately more revenue. It's like giving your team the best of both worlds. How does your current setup handle this balance?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back. Got it. Well, a lot of businesses today wrestle with scaling personalized outreach without ballooning costs or burning out their teams. Also, keeping conversations natural while automating is a big challenge. And of course, integrating new tech smoothly without disrupting existing workflows can be tricky. Do any of these sound familiar? How are you currently tackling these issues?
What are all the ways scaling outreach, keeping conversations natural, and integration challenges are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. Scaling outreach without losing personalization can lead to missed opportunities or generic messaging that turns prospects off. Struggling to keep conversations natural might cause frustration or lower engagement, hurting lead conversion. Integration hiccups can slow down operations, create data silos, or frustrate teams, impacting overall efficiency and growth. These challenges can stall revenue and strain resources. Does that match what you're experiencing?